Judged from the Records, July 23. Living in the Judgment Hour. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good, or whether it be evil. In the great day of final atonement and investigative judgment, the only cases considered are those of the professed people of God. The judgment of the wicked is a distinct and separate work, and takes place at a later period. The books of record in heaven, in which the names and the deeds of men are registered, are to determine the decisions of the judgment. The Book of Life contains the names of all who have ever entered the service of God. Jesus bade his disciples, "Rejoice, because your names are written in heaven." Paul speaks of his faithful fellow workers, whose names are in the Book of Life. A book of remembrance is written before God, in which are recorded the good deeds of them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. Their words of faith, their acts of love, are registered in heaven. There is a record also of the sins of men. The secret purposes and motives appear in the unerring register. Every man's work passes in review before God. Opposite each name in the books of heaven is entered, with terrible exactness, every wrong word, every selfish act, every unfulfilled duty, and every secret sin, with every artful dissembling. Heaven sent warnings or reproofs, neglected, wasted moments, unimproved opportunities, the influence exerted for good or for evil, with its far-reaching results, all are chronicled by the recording angel. If your name is registered in the Lamb's Book of Life, then all will be well with you. Be ready and anxious to confess your faults and forsake them, that your mistakes and sins may go beforehand to judgment and be blotted out.